Blog Talk Radio.
Test 1, 2. I sound good. Sid?
Yeah, you do.
Check, check, check. Talk,
oh,
talk,
hey,
talk.
Rob. Hey, Darren.
Hi there. Hello, Noah.
Do you want to test your headphones to make sure you're getting volume?
Testies. Testies.
Do you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good. Test 1, 2. I sound good. Sid?
Yeah, you do.
Check, check, check. Talk,
oh,
talk,
hey,
talk.
Oh, hey, Rob. Hey, Darren.
Hi there. Hello, Noah.
Do you want to test your headphones to make sure you're getting volume?
Testies. Testies.
Do you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good. Test 1.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Your boy Chuck has decided to play it safe this week and record this intro from an undisclosed location far, far away from the Livecast studio. Between Rob just getting back from vacation and Trevor from the Black Dahlia murder sitting in, there's no way I'm coming over and getting coronavirus. Rock and roll musicians are the modern day syphilitic sailors on shore leave. Anyway, the metal infection, I mean injection live cast starts now.
We are indeed live. Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast.
Infection, Rob.
Oh, we have a very special show, very special guest. Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder is here. Thank you so
yeah.
much, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
And I want to introduce the rest of us. We have Necropolis Noah.
Oh, I like
Statutory
that.
Ape Sid. Death right. Mask Divine Darren. And Raped in the Hatred by Vines of Thorn Rabba.
All right.
That's a long
what?
Name.
What?
It's got a good ring to it.
Though. Who
gave
yeah.
it? And he's
been workshopping.
All inspired by Black Dahlia Murder song titles. And of course.
You guys are too much.
And of course, there's a reason you're here. You don't just show up out of the goodness of your heart. You want the world to know. Well, no, you are showing up out of the goodness of your heart because you still didn't have to do
you
this.
To
oh
care.
Man, it's my pleasure. Enjoy.
But but of course, Black Dahlia has a brand new album, Verminous.
Yes,
it's coming out in April.
Yep.
Metal Blade Records.
I am very excited. The fans seem to be liking the whole thing so far. The song and the artwork, etc.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were writing this, I swear we had no idea about the coronavirus. So it's either really great timing or really terrible timing. I can't decide yet.
Well, yeah, the coronavirus, I feel like every week it's like the story is not going away. It's spreading like a disease.
Multiply.
Maybe not the best way to put that right now. If you're listening to this 11 years in the future, coronavirus has just started to be a serious problem.
Uh-oh.
It's already taken over the world by then. Clearly, yeah. Everyone's dead. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, the apocalypse already.
He yeah, you might be hearing sirens in the background. That is the coronavirus.
Yeah. The coronavirus yeah. announces itself by a siren. Is that
yeah, it's very yeah. it's very modern.
We're not a tribe.
Man, I'm about to travel in a couple of days. This has been on my mind a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
you guys
going
are about
to
head out
South Africa for a couple of days. Just the idea of being in the airport again. And I was also in the airport the other day going to the wedding. So I think we're all as good as dead here. And it's on.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was actually in the Virgin Islands this weekend. So I was in airport. So
oh,
yeah.
My,
so we might cross pollinate.
My weird sailor dad lives. Well, he was staying out in the Virgin Islands for quite some time.
Oh,
in
which
the U.S.
Island?
Virgin Islands.
St. Thomas, St. John,
St. Croix. That's where I visited him.
Oh.
And, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. It wasn't quite paradise, but it was all right.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to St. Croix. I stayed on St. Thomas and St. John.
Nice.
And I stayed on St. Thomas and I visited St. John for a day. But so it's just like a 16-mile island. There's
right.
two roads,
uh-huh.
And it's like yeah, it's really not. It's kind of it's a bit of a bummer,
okay.
But also.
Oh.
All right,
but
all
also,
right. Did you listen to dance hall and do some daggering with some strange women?
I listened to a lot of dance hall, no daggering, lots of beaching. You drive on the left side of the road, which is That's a it's a trip. The one thing I love is there's no commercialism. There's no advertisements.
Are you sure you weren't just high driving on the wrong side of the
road? No, I definitely was. Well, I was high, but it was the law. Everyone was driving on the left side. The good thing is everyone drives at like 10, 15 miles an hour. So even
it's a very relaxed.
Yeah, no one's in a rush.
Everyone has a very relaxed agenda out there. You know, that's the polar opposite of me. So
it's
nice.
It's very chill vibes. No one's in a rush. And there's like, it's so quiet. There's really no overcrowding.
Except you crashing the car.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I thought it would be much harder than it was. Like once you.
Wait, what? The driving?
Driving on the left side of the road.
Did you take
the
wheel, man?
Yeah, I took the wheel.
Wow.
I drove a Jeep.
Wow, I've never done it.
Because I read that like everyone's like, you should have a Jeep, especially if you go, you know, into the forest. And, like,
so you can stand up and shoot, right?
Well, so I can use my car as a weapon.
Yeah, exactly. You can ram them.
Yeah, I'll
shoot
ram
the potato cannon. You ever shot a potato gun before?
No.
That's pretty cool. I guess that's some like Midwest white trash shit.
Well, what is a potato gun exactly?
Well, it's like you make it out of PVC pipe, right? Mm-hmm. And it has like a grill starter on one end, like with flint in it.
Uh-huh.
And it has like caps on one end. You shove a potato in that takes up the whole, like, you know,
chamber.
Yeah, the whole chamber.
Oh, literal potato.
Yeah,
I thought
it literally shoots potatoes.
Okay. Oh.
And then you light it on one shoulder and try to plug that same ear with it. And it goes boom, and it flies across the street into the woods.
What?
And
sounds safe.
It emerges
perfectly
for sure. Baked.
For
delicious.
Sure. You can YouTube it for sure. Potato cannons. Very, very awesome. You just spray some of that like grill starting spray in there beforehand, like, you know.
You ever hit a living thing with a potato?
No. But if you got hit with that, man, ugh. That could really, especially in the gut, that would be awful.
But does the potato come out like intact, or does it come
out?
Yeah,
it comes out intact.
Potatoes?
Comes out intact.
We've
done
footage.
An orange before, and the orange wasn't quite big enough, so we wrapped paper towel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, good old Midwestern shit.
Put a zucchini in there? Would that work?
Maybe, yeah. But if you just shoved it and kind of shaved the outside off, you know what I mean?
Circumcise the zucchini.
Yeah.
Got a whole chopped salad at the end of this.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so I did kind of fuck up a few times on a turn and instinctively turn into
the
right side. And then I was like, oh shit. But thankfully everyone around me was going slow enough. And then you could see in their cars, just them being like, oh, fucking American.
Because
it's totally, it's like, yeah, it's mostly tourists. There were so many Americans, like any beach. It was weird. Cause I was isolated, but then I would go to the beach and it's just crowded with like cruise tourists and everything. And I was just like, oh, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, you're like, what am I doing here? What am I vacationing from?
Yeah,
I'm just here with a bunch of American bungalows.
Well, the snorkeling was insane, and I love to snorkel because it's so fucking trippy. It's like a whole different world on this world.
A world in which we do not belong, really.
Exactly.
We can dabble there, but
here's what I, was
I don't
like, yeah.
think we can fully understand what goes on down there.
I definitely had a lot of, like, oh, I am a tourist in your community. Like, like I don't belong. Like,
you
even
were saying that to the fish.
To the fish. And they were like, what the fuck, why are you talking to me? And even on the beach, you know, there were little ants and shit. And I was like, get the fuck away from me. And then I was like, no, I'm the one like raiding their territory. Like this is their natural habitat. Like, so, and also I got ridiculously bit by mosquitoes. Mosquitoes love me.
Oh, that means you have Zika.
Oh yeah.
Great. So we got a whole
yesterday's news.
A whole cocktail of shit going on here.
But like I was snorkeling, and so there were all these cruise people, and I almost knocked some people out because like the number one rule I became a huge environmentalist for 5 seconds.
He drove his Jeep onto the beach.
I think it was also because I was a little drunk, but like the number one rule of snorkeling to tell you is like, do not touch anything, do not put your feet to the ground. And these, like, this group of people were like standing on this reef. And, like, I could see them killing this reef. Like, I could see the particles.
Was it killing them? Was it, like...
No, they were just, like, adjusting their fucking goggles or whatever. And I was like, hey, guys,
You said that?
Yes!
Underwater?
Yeah, no, they were above water.
Oh, okay. And then he's saying, under the sea.
He's talking to fish, he's talking to people.
He learned American Sign Language while he was on this trip.
There was a point though when I was like sort of like, and the fish were like coming at me and it felt like a fucking screensaver. And I almost was thinking like under the sea.
The fish really appreciated your environmental efforts and you became like Aquaman.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Talking to fish powers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it was pretty wild. So I have a car with a rear view camera. Not to brag, but just that there's a point.
For fuck's sake, 80% of new cars
exactly,
have a rear view
exactly.
Camera.
But like this Jeep did not, and I'm so reliant on this rear view camera for backing up.
You forgot
to
how.
The point that I realized like I don't know how to properly reverse. I can't. Like, and so when I wanted to go to St. John, you can take your car. You go on a car barge. Which
say
is
again.
Just fun. Car barge. And but you have to go on this fucking barge in reverse. So you have to drive essentially
so
half
like
a mile in
a big
reverse.
Test.
uphill. Uphill, like in reverse, because you have to get on this fucking boat. And I'm like weaving, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And then another, like one of the workers had to come and be like, "Stop, stop, stop. Look at that guy."
No doubt when you just move over and be like, jump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, please.
Jump in, my friend. You see my work here.
You're going to crash. Look in your mirror. You're going to crash. Stop.
Jesus
oh,
my
Christ.
God.
So that was the beginning of the.
But, like, Jeeps are pretty light. Couldn't you have just, like, gotten out and, like, picked it up? And
Jeeps are not light.
Did you...
Jeeps are, like, the most.
You're a giant.
I have to tell you, like, it felt like. Too masculine of a car for me. Even though it was bright, it was like Prince purple, this Jeep.
Too masculine. You thought it was going to get you in a fight. You couldn't handle it or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
pull
like
up, next,
too,
to,
too
pull up
aggro.
Next to another Jeep and it's all open. You just like meet eyes with another guy. It's like, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah. You want to go?
That's why you have a Jeep, right?
Rob's purple Jeep had a turret cannon on the front of it. Yeah.
Potato turret.
Launching potatoes at dolphins in the Virgin Islands.
So then you get up at St. John, and St. John is not like it's not like a metropolitan or as close to a metropolitan city as, you know, this St. Thomas is. It's just rainforest, you know.
Okay.
So there's like some shops, some touristy traps, like right when you get off the boat,
a car barge,
the car barge, car barge.
The car
barge. Bad.
Well, there's a human barge, too, that you can take from the island.
Your nickname.
And it's just like rainforest. It's beaches and rainforest. And the beaches on St. John were insane. And I had the bright idea, because, again, this is a small island. It's a north road, a south road, and then the middle road. I was just like, oh, let's, you know, the North Road is like great views of the beaches, rainforest. I was like, let's cut into the middle road to just like be immersed with the rainforest.
You're centrist.
And it was the biggest mistake.
Oh, see?
One of the biggest mistakes of my life. But because it was like, it wasn't the main road is a paved a two-lane road. This is just like off-roading, essentially.
How much of the rainforest did you destroy by going backwards the wrong way?
You cannot go backwards. That was the thing. It's like I could only go forward because there wasn't enough way to even like attempt to back up. So this was like a two-lane thing. You have to stand up, and then you're going uphill, making sharp left turns. Mm-hmm. And if I go too far, I fall off the fucking.
Now I have a question.
And also, hold on. It's two-way traffic, so as you're turning, you still have to bear left because a car might be coming from the other way. And at some point,
the bears all left when they saw your Jeep coming.
Everyone has a Jeep.
How much of the rainforest did you destroy going forward?
No, I was pretty. There was no.
Did
there
you
was
do
one,
any
one,
poaching?
No.
You come home with any ivory tusks?
Yeah. What's crazy?
By accident.
Well, you have to go through customs, which I was surprised by.
They'll take away your bare gallbladders and stuff.
Right. Well, they were like, did you bring any mangoes? And I was like, what? Well, I do want to say I had the best mango of my fucking life.
Oh, so then, of course, that's they're right to ask.
And
you.
I considered bringing back mangoes, and I was like, no, but why?
Put them in your bra.
Why?
You look like a mango smuggler.
Why
put it back in his colon.
And so she goes, oh, there's like parasites living in the mangoes and they're thin-skinned fruit, so they can get out of the nut and then they can't survive in the environment because there's no predator to eat them. So then
you are
No, the parasite.
No, but you're the predator to eat
them. Get out of here. It's like that Simpsons episode with the frog when the frog came from Australia. Or the,
oh, this, yeah.
Which I think Rob started a war between the fish and the animals in the jungle because he destroyed one ecosystem and helped another one. With the
oh, it was so sad seeing how, like, you could see the reefs, like, fading and all that, you know.
Oh,
yeah. It was a big bummer. Also, there's chickens everywhere. Chicken. It's like the way there's stray cats here. There's chickens.
Yeah,
and
St. Croix was like that too. There was mad chickens everywhere.
Just walking around with little chick, and it was you know a little awkward because I had some of the best fried chicken in my life.
And
I realized like, oh, it's probably that guy right there. Oh.
Throw him a little bite.
No.
Like, no. Will they eat it if it's you throw chicken to a chicken?
I don't know. I don't think chickens are very smart.
Maybe some of the breading.
Yeah.
Some of the roosters are really aggressive too. Like you see them like.
That's because of cockfights.
Come at me, broing.
They don't have any arms, you know. They gotta like. They gotta show off somehow.
And so I saw this one rooster like you know, doing that with another. And then there was one point in the trip where I was walking past the rooster and it was like stepping to me, and I was like, rooster. I want none of your shit.
The rooster was like, bend over, Rob.
All right. That's some daggering.
Wait, what is daggering?
Okay, it's like a dance that you do where you're wearing these sweatpants or some kind of thin pants, and you deliberately have a huge boner, and you basically hump the shit out of your partner's butt. On the dance floor.
Okay.
And it's very sexually charged, very...
Sometimes it looks quite violent. Like the thrusting is very...
I've seen on BCAT.
Yes,
yes,
on our local
public access
channel.
TV.
There's videos of like guys doing
that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like 70% of our public access is like Caribbean shows, like
right
in hall dance halls, dancing and stuff. Footage of that. But there's sometimes when they'll do like literal. Like they'll start out daggering and then it winds up as a wrestling move. Like I've seen a guy give a woman like a Canadian destroyer.
Yes, yes.
Totally see like pile drivers and stuff. You can Google that. There's tons of gifs of that.
I definitely wouldn't wear jeans while daggering.
Oh, it restricts your dagger.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like the first couple of times I made out with a girl and was like, I don't want her to know I have a boner right now, which is the opposite train of thought you should be on,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. My boner's so embarrassing.
It hurts.
You get the zipper marks on it.
I'm jamming it. Yes. Yeah. I'm daggering.
Well, that's what you could call it now that you know that you're an adult. We have terminology for it.
Yeah.
So I
learned something.
Also, I had cable in the place I was staying at, which was very, very exciting because I always love to watch local television, like local, especially like what
public
is
access TV.
Yeah, like the public access stuff.
You watched VCAT. Virgin
and well, there was a lot of, like the news show is, you know, Man on the Street Questions. And what is the first commercial I see.
I'm Tim Duncan, born and raised in the Virgin Islands, and I'm supporting Mike Bloomberg for president.
What?
His work
what?
To help the U.S.
A Virgin Island specific Mike Bloomberg commercial.
Uh-huh.
I saw that commercial here.
I was freaking the fuck out. Yeah. I was like, how is he fucking it? This is
no,
before
he knows
out.
About the tourism. You know what I mean?
He owns that island.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like, get the fuck away from me, dude.
It was so creepy. But then the second commercial I saw was one of the greatest commercials of all time.
Is it just going to be that same Bloomberg guy?
No, it's the Cablevision commercial with the lobster.
Now, hold on. Now, of course, we on the show are big fans of the IO Digital Cable theme. Darren, can you please play that? It's
for
a song.
Trevor.
It's
yeah, please.
It's a local cable company.
IO Digital Cable. Watch a lot of channels whenever you're able. HD is free. Let me put it on the table for $29.95. You get to sign the label.
877-393-4448.
You're going to leave it behind. Come on, mi gente. Let's get online.
It's $29.95. It'll blow your mind.
I'm into it.
So we're big fans. So I found the Virgin Island equivalent. But it's not for a cable company. It's for a tire store.
Oh no!
But it's called Tire Kingdom, and get ready for the next earworm that's going to be just
oh my
in
God.
Your ears for the next 2 weeks.
come to Gaia Kingdom. Come to Gaia Kingdom.
I'm daggering right now.
SUV on your trailer.
Sid, come here. Let me dagger you.
Harder than.
Good thing you're wearing your Zubaz today, Darren.
Yes, I'm not daggering in jeans.
You got to hear the when they start giving out the number, but in beat,
sorry.
It's just like.
I'm sorry, Rob. I was very excited daggering. I didn't mean to fuck
you got to hear the bridge.
You're right. You're right.
Kaya Kingdom, best service, best price.
What's that number again? 777-6430. Is that right? I might have been wrong there.
It seems like they have like somebody talking over it.
Yeah,
they
thought of it,
which they
had
testimonials as well. That's what.
That
so
made me
great.
Really sweaty.
Need a fan for you.
Yeah.
Woo! Very sexually charged in here at the moment.
Yeah, we're all primed to dagger right now.
Especially tires have those holes right in the middle. It's perfect for daggering.
I'm glad that you brought Zubaz up. That just brings me back to a special era of my life. I definitely owned some of those.
Oh, I still do.
And now it's like the pants you wear like when no one's around. You know, mm-hmm. they're kind of like the standard pajama pants. But mm-hmm. back in the day... they cost a lot of money.
Those were like, I like in those. I never had Zubaz, but I had Crocs. And Crocs, I've kind of got known for Crocs on this show. I don't wear them anymore. But I used to say, like, they're very comfortable, and I wear them in places where I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about how I look. And that's it. So I wouldn't wear them, you know, to a function or something. But if I'm just going to the store, if it's hot, or if I'm going to walk on the boardwalk or something, I put my Crocs on.
Yeah.
Like, I feel the same about Zubaz. Like, is that how you would look at them?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
This is a Zubaz positive space. Like, next time, you can wear your Zubaz.
I once wear Zubaz to the gym. And it was one of those things where I almost forgot I had them on. And I was getting so many looks. I'm like, this is weird. Like, I feel like people are like, why am I, like, why are people looking at me?
They thought you were
shit.
A fucking wrestler.
Steroid dealer.
Yeah. You were the Big Show.
Yeah. Road Warrior Hawk.
I used to have red, white, and blue ones.
Oh, yes. Oh, of course. The best. Double patriotism.
First day of school, new school, fifth grade. I showed up. I had the hair parted on the left, side spike, four stripes on one side. And two of the stripes continued all the way around to the other side.
Wow.
Yeah, made a lot of friends.
Wow.
And where was that school? Like what, the Midwest or?
Yeah, Midwest, Waterford, Michigan.
Oh,
that's
wow.
where I grew up.
Okay. Like rural area or like
it's near Pontiac, near Flint, but not as scary as either one.
That's good. Clean drinking water, right?
Clean drinking water. Back then, anyway. I'm not sure what's up now.
Who knows?
Well, back to the touring, though. I did want to mention that you said you're going to be going to South Africa. One thing that I read, though, is that there's actually an alarmingly low amount of coronavirus outbreaks in Africa.
Alarmingly.
Well, there
should
saying,
there be more.
Maybe
no, they're
stay.
Well, the question is like, is it being underreported or is like, do black people have an immunity or something? Just in the sense of compared to like all the other continents, how many there happen to have been. But, and then also you guys are going to be touring the North America, a little co-headliner with Testament. And who else is on that tour?
Municipal Waste.
Oh, that's right.
And Mashiach, X Forearm. I believe there was.
Wait, are you sure it's not Mashiach?
Yeah, we
it
thought
could
it was
be. Okay, hey, I don't know. I just read this stuff to myself. You know?
We're busy trying to pronounce it. Mashiach.
Mashiach.
Yeah, you got it.
Boom.
Boom.
But yeah, so like.
Wait, hold on. I think Darren has a sample of their music.
Yeah,
we should
theme
play
song.
Oh, this is tight. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm daggering again.
With a mezuzah.
I'm daggering to Mashiach.
We have a fan of our show, an Israeli guy, who informed me that a high rabbi in Israel said you should not kiss the mezuzah. It's not hygienic for
you. Want you should get the coronavirus. You want to be laid up in bed for 3 weeks.
A mezuzah is like a mini little Torah you see in the doorways. You're supposed to like give it a little,
but a real
little
Torah,
respect.
Like there's actual piece of a cut up Bible that they stuff inside this
little
artifact.
Plastic thing.
Yeah. Huh. You're supposed to like you, what you're supposed to do is take your finger, kiss it, and then rub the mezuzah.
Yeah, like finger the mezuzah.
Two fingers.
That's what I did to mine doing it. That's what I see people doing. Yeah. They do this.
You got
to like
finger blast it.
Yeah, exactly.
Finger blast the mezuzah coming this fall.
I love finger banging. It's just so teenage, like just the whole like
it's
concept
retro.
Of it.
Takes
it's,
you back.
Yeah, it's just it's so teenage. I don't know.
Just also saying the word finger blast.
I fingered her, man. At the Rolladium.
I think I'm daggering now.
Well, I think it's like back then when you were a kid, like that was something you'd aspire to. It wasn't like a gateway to where
like,
you're gonna
yeah,
have
I
sex after.
Touch that weird alien.
It was like, wow. It was like you reached a milestone. Like, wow, I touched a vagina, you know?
That's a drop.
It is.
Well, it is. Isn't it quite literally a milestone? Isn't it third base? Third base, a little finger action?
Yeah.
A little blowy finger action?
Sure.
By the way, if you want to ask Trevor a question, 213-WIDE-NUT. It's 213-943-3688. If you want to talk to Trevor. But yeah, so like, are there precautions? Are you guys getting extra Purell?
Well, our drummer seems to be semi-freaking out about it. He keeps, hitting our group WhatsApp with, pictures of what masks we should get. And his dad is a doctor, and I think he's kind of fueling the fire there.
Mm.
But then you see, tweets from the Surgeon General that's like, masks aren't going to do shit for you. So, I don't know. I'm just going to go get it and just get it.
But then they say that, if you have the beard, then the masks aren't going to work as well. So,
I think he meant the coronavirus. You're just gonna get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I can't shave my beard because then that would be worse than the coronavirus.
There may be something to it though. Like I feel like growing up in New York and I was always climbing on rusted gates and like going through dirty water and shit like that. And now I hardly ever get sick. Like
don't
I feel
treat
like
yourself.
I got an immunity from all this crap that I was like swimming in constantly.
Right, right.
If you get a little coronavirus and then it's over.
Brush
it
off.
Yeah. It's over. You lived through it and now you got an immunity.
They're saying that kids don't get it for that reason because they're so full of germs.
Really?
Yeah. Their immune system is built up.
It's like mostly like that. Older folks that are really getting pwned by this, right?
Mm-hmm. And like the sickly.
Yeah, and I think take an Ivan Drago approach. If you die, you die.
Fine. Yeah, dude, I'm cool with it. You know, just whatever. It's fine.
We have some callers. The lines are blowing up once again. The number 213-WIDE-NUT 213-943-3688. We're here with Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder, the new album Verminous. It's out in April on Metal Blade. Area code 208. You're on the live cast. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey guys, this is Kyle from Idaho.
How's it going, Kyle?
I was just listening to you guys talk about coronavirus. I actually just got back from a trip to Florida. It was the first time I'd ever seen all those people wearing a mask on the planes and stuff.
Yep. And how was it? Fun.
Well,
you feel okay?
You make you nervous?
It didn't make me nervous, but It was definitely the first time I'd ever seen it. About half of them were all Asian, but there's usually that stereotype anyway. So
you were cool with it, I guess, because it just fulfilled the stereotype.
Well, I wasn't even. I've just heard that it's almost as bad as the flu, like death-wise. I mean, I saw something on the news about. How in the U.S. alone, we've had 480,000 cases of the flu. Worldwide, there's 80,000 cases of coronavirus. The death toll is obviously much higher per capita, I guess you would say. But
concern is that the growth rate is very quick. It's growing exponentially.
Yeah.
So while it is not too much of an issue now, it could be if it gets out of hand. And
I think it's good to be vigilant about it, but also not freak the fuck out.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. But also, I think, the media is having a hard on for scaring people and we have plenty to discuss.
I agree. Yeah.
Do you have a question for Trevor, Kyle?
Yeah, anything you want to tell him?
Trevor, I heard you're on your new album. You guys are also talking about doing like a whole B&D set to go with it. What was your inspiration behind that?
The D&D adventure was, well, we've been talking about making at least like dice that were themed after an album and like a Dungeon Master mm-hmm. screen for a long time. But I proposed
right.
the idea. Once again, to Kareem Peter, our like merch guru guy at mm-hmm. Night Shift, and he's like, dude, let's take
right.
it to the next level. Let's make a full-on one-off adventure like around the themes of the album. And that sounded like an awesome idea. I had no idea that it was going to take on so much life and get so much press and be such a big deal. But role-playing is definitely what led me to metal in the first place. I just saw...
Right.
you know, the kind of like similarities in themes and artwork and stuff. And when I walked down the metal aisle at the record store and saw dragons on the covers
mm-hmm.
and skeletons, I was like, this is no accident, my friend.
I totally get you there. I got another question for you. Is this one set in the same world as Nocturnal and Nightbringers, or is this one a whole new universe?
To me, the covers are set in the same world. I don't know how important that is or not to anyone else, but you know, you thought of it, so
mm-hmm.
I can't be alone in this, but definitely
you're
in the
not
same
alone,
world
man.
And really like the new cover art. I think it's it stands with the other ones we've done, and
yeah, it looks sick.
I enjoy being that guy in the band that you pick out the artists and
the
all that stuff.
Director,
right.
CG.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun this whole time.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
I really liked your art on the last two. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Awesome. Once again, the number to dial, 2 and 3 Wide Nut. And I want to quickly mention before we keep going that this week's episode of Metal Injection Livecast is presented by the new Five Finger Death Punch album, F8. F8 is in stores now and features 3 powerhouse singles, Inside Out, Full Circle, and Living the Dream. Catch Five Finger Death Punch on tour at U.S. Arenas this April with Papa Roach, I Prevail, and Ice Nine Kills. Five Finger Death Punch, F8, in stores now.
Nice. Or is it Fate, Rob?
Well, it could be both. That's the they want you to think. They can't be. Clearly, they're not the only one.
We shouldn't
you know?
Break down the art in that way, is what you're saying.
It is our fate that we have to read one of their ads.
Right.
That's how that works.
Yeah, I can't say it. Everyone wasn't turning their head from laughter.
Oh.
It's because it was written so well. He's very proud of Rob.
Yeah,
copywriting skills.
Thank you.
We do have a question from the chat for Trevor. Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Spirit Crusher asks, first says, please tell him that I think he's awesome. And he says, I would like to know your favorite Taco Bell item.
Oh.
Ooh. I guess the cheesy gordita crunch, Baja sauce or spicy ranch, as it's become to be known lately,
mm-hmm.
since they took away the Baja gorditas.
Mm-hmm.
Those were officially my shit.
Oh, is that what
day.
It's called now? Spicy ranch?
Yeah, spicy ranch. If you ever need it, it's spicy ranch.
That's important.
So cheesy gordita crunch is up there. 5-layer burrito.
Oh, the class.
Cheesy. I like liquid cheese, bro.
How do you feel about this new double, like the cheesy middle for the soft and hard taco? That
I haven't had it yet. I haven't
mm-hmm.
had it yet.
I don't know
I've
if it
been
works.
On a fucking diet.
You look
How's
great.
That going for you?
It's not fun.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of diet?
I mean, I'm such an impulsive beast of a person. Same. Like, I live right across from the bodega where I would commonly go over there and return back with an armful of snacks for me and Michelle. And, yeah, it's been really something. I'm drinking seltzer water all the time.
Same.
That,
we're
that
big
does
seltzer.
A lot. That's
yeah.
like 50-60% of diet.
Yeah,
I feel like that's really the key to losing weight. Is just figure out what you can do with that.
Yeah, like it's been the pounds have slowly been falling off since then. I took the sugar out, like no sugar in my coffee, which is brutal for me.
That's still creamer,
I used to like
though,
to
right?
make it. Yeah, I put a little cream in there, but I used to make the shit like candy. You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
What else? You know, I'm just been trying to be more conscious about what I eat. Try not to eat so much bread. And it's hard being out here, especially where you know. You can go around the world in 40 steps and
yeah.
eat anything you want. And there's just so much great food, man.
I remember there was one summer now. Okay. This is like 15 years ago though, where you were like all about doing like push-ups.
Yeah,
I think
like
it was
like
a summer
minutes,
slaughter
maybe.
Or something.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. But, you know, I don't know. I've been trying to like throw the kettlebell around a little bit and get a little sweat going, you know. Yeah, it's a big change for me. Like, I cannot change. Like, I am the guy that cannot change. I'm just so stuck in, like, my 15-year-old world and mentality. And, you know,
well, how long have you been on this particular
version? It's been a couple months now.
That's good.
Yeah. It's after the point a lot of people give up on it.
Right, but I think I'm like that guy that can't go on tour and like transfer the good ideas I've been
been touring these 2 months. Yeah.
No, I haven't. So like now I got to get out there. I got to, you know, drink my gin and sodas and bring the kettlebell. But we have a few guys that work out in the band and, you know, maybe they'll be glad to have me join the ranks and get sweaty with Max and Brandon and Alan. So whatever, I'll try. I'll give it another try.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do. I feel better, especially mentally, you know, just a lot more happy days. I feel good after working out a little bit, you know, just kind of get the edge on the day. And I don't know.
How about in your performance? Is like
there hasn't been any yet, honestly. We've been kind of off so long lately, you know.
Even in like, do you get together and like, you know, play? And do you see any difference?
No, we haven't. We don't really practice like a traditional band anymore now that we're all kind of spread out. So we get together in Michigan a few days before leaving for a tour and bang it out. But so there's a lot of upkeep at home. So like I've been screaming into my shirt rack where all my shirts are hanging with my face buried in there.
I was doing that this morning.
Yeah. It's kind of like that scene in American Beauty where she like falls down to the blinds. It reminds me of that for some reason.
Good.
Is there footage of this? That might be something you could put out.
I'll capture some. I mean, I'm doing it a lot, doing it often. So
people want to see that, I think.
It's funny.
So what do you typically? You don't really have many options when you're on the road. It's like truck stop mostly,
I don't
right?
Think
or do you guys
true like these days?
What do you guys
since
do?
The world of Uber Eats and all the equivalents?
Okay.
You know, you can bring a lot of magic to you. Plus, we've been rolling around in a bandwagon. Typically, I think we're going to be in a bus this time, so there's room for groceries and you know, there's a few more health minded dudes in the band, so I'm just gonna kind of gravitate towards them, and I don't know, man. It's a new frontier, dude.
So you hear this, folks? Bring him some snacks.
Bring him
on
a granola bar.
Oh, yeah. Bring me some donuts.
No. Bring
triple fried.
Oh no, I was gonna say bring him some hummus.
A granola
bar.
Some
carrots. Some celery sticks.
Okay, some Soylent bars.
Oh god.
Soylent green.
I cannot do Soylent. I shit profusely.
Oh, tried it and shit?
Yes. And it was it wasn't just one time. I was like, all right, let me give this another shot. No.
What does it taste like? I'm too scared.
It's real Soylent is real like weedy tasting, like just straight up grains.
As in wheat, you mean? Not weedy, right?
No, like wheat. Like you're making Kool-Aid out of wheat powder.
It's like oats. But no, they have flavored ones now. They have like a coffee flavor, vanilla.
What
is
it? Is it soy milk?
It's a
soy drink?
It's a soy drink with like all the nutrients you would need in a meal. That's like the gimmick. I don't know. I heard on Alex Jones that it reduces your testosterone. Right, yeah. Well, for Noah. Maybe she needs
you think Noah needs a reduction in testosterone?
I have too much.
And Noah, if you eat the soy, it'll turn you into a man. You'll grow a penis.
I already have one.
Oh, well.
Well, then never mind.
Noah, you can start daggering.
Well, if Rob would continue playing the song at night.
All you got to do is drink some Soylent. You grow some genitalia down there.
Come to Taya Kingdom.
Hey!
How much do they pay you?
Nothing. 777-3460.
That guy's voice is just fantastic.
No.
I'm still like. And not unironically, it's not like when we play, you know.
Our drummer's dad called buffering buffering before. So I just want you to know that.
Buffering.
Mr. Cassidy said buffering, and I just love that.
What? It's just, it only goes.
Dire Kingdom is buffering right now, so you'll have to hold.
Can you look up Dire Kingdom 2019 video?
Sure, you got it.
For some reason, my computer's being a little annoying.
I think the algorithm just knows that you're playing it to make fun of it, and they're like, this is not for you. We're shutting you down.
I think we're having some slight internet problems.
Connectivity issues.
No.
It's happening to me, too. I'm Buforting at the moment. Come on, Tire Kingdom. Tire Kingdom didn't
Buforting
like...
is like what you do at rallies, right?
I believe when they tore down the Charlottesville incident was Buforting.
Oh.
Come to Tire Kingdom.
Can you do a cover of that?
Yeah, oh yeah, no problem. I like that.
Don't forget the phone number. Paid though. Find Tire Kingdom. Say, hey, listen, got a pretty
How
big
the,
fan base.
The guy that runs Tire Kingdom feel if he just found out one day like some American metal band is covering their jingle on tour? Like,
well, how do you think the Moshiach guy feels about us playing this?
Well, there's
time?
A band named after him now,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Famous.
And they're on tour with the Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
How do you think the real Moshiach feels about it?
I mean, he made it all possible, so he feels great.
He should. He knows everything.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's heard all the episodes of our podcast.
I like how they have, like, the car starting in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pickup.
It starts at one try and everything.
Yeah. What does that have to do with the tires, though?
Not much. It's a car sound.
Well, you could have done tires squealing.
Show a big squeal, a big peel out at the beginning.
They don't want to encourage irresponsible use of their product.
No.
Never peel off quickly. Always accelerate gradually.
Man, I was standing just now on the most crowded subway platform I've ever seen in my life.
That one also, when the train lets out, there's literally only one way to get out, and there's one tiny staircase.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so everyone has to feed into this staircase, and it takes, like, if you don't get to the front of it, which I've learned how to time it,
mm-hmm.
if you don't get to the front of it, it takes you, like, 6 or 7 minutes to get out of it.
Yeah, I got caught in a few bottlenecking situations.
Awful.
Down there.
It's the worst train in the entire city.
The R train.
The R train.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really depends on, like, what time you go on.
Yeah.
I try to avoid rush hour.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have a job that allows me to do that.
Yeah.
Trav's playing on his phone. I keep thinking he's saying Tired Ding Dong.
Tired Ding Dong.
Kingdom with Mike. It sounds like an American tourist.
Brand new tires. Yep. Very cheap. Definitely recommend them. 30 minutes in and out.
This one's longer, huh?
This is the extended mix.
It was always this long. The other one was Buforting.
Yeah.
Oh, ride with the winner. Nice.
And there was some other commercials. So the other thing, too, is there's no street signs. Like, and even Google Maps, it's ridiculous.
It's like you figured out, motherfucker.
They're like, turn left. And you're like, there's no left. And then you drive another, 10 meters, and it's like, oh, shit, that was the left. Like, it doesn't even look like it until you can't even... And you can't U-turn. But so
why don't you just walk?
The things were far.
It'll be like 5 steps for you.
No,
there's a whole place. Yeah, 16 miles.
They're walking. It's all on it's inclines. It's hard. Oh.
It's
so
hard.
Are you?
Get like a Razor scooter.
No, it was fine. But so there was one commercial that was like, come to this store. Just make a right at the thing and then go 2 blocks and then make the 3rd left and then go up 4 and then make the 7th left and then you're there.
We don't have any street signs.
That's how U.S. commercials used to be, though. They would always say,
really?
like when I was a kid and I'm old, like you go, come to Crazy Eddie. It's on Coney Island Avenue. Make the first right on King's Highway.
Yeah.
And back to, I swear, every shop had an ad like that.
You remember how deliberate commercials were back in the day? They were like, new high C flavor. You want to drink it.
Yeah.
Buy the 6-pack now at your local
local grocery store.
100%. Yeah, now it's like, I just Google it.
Or now it's just like, okay, you eat a stick of gum and you like are transported into winter or something.
Yeah.
There's no dialogue, you know, it's just like artful.
Yeah.
And you're like left being like, man, I want that gum.
It works. The shit works. In fact, I want gum now just from you repeating.
I want actually.
Yeah, I want some Ecto Cooler.
Yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Didn't they bring that back?
I believe
like,
yeah,
Amazon.
For the Ghostbusters reboot, but I couldn't find it or I was too late.
I believe you could only order it online on Amazon.
When Surge came back, I was pretty pumped for a while.
Oh,
there.
Surge came back?
I was never a fan of it. And I don't think I even tried Surge.
They came to my high school passing out Surge when I was in like 10th or 11th grade.
That's not healthy.
Wait, the drink Surge, right?
Not the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about this guy.
Oh.
He passed out? I was like, wait. Yeah,
they were handing
probably.
Him out in your high school?
Yeah, he was there. Spreading it around. That's no Tire Kingdom, but it's...
I keep singing, I'm too tired, ding dong.
I didn't hear ding dong in there. But...
That's what I thought it was. And then when Trevor said Kingdom, then I was like, oh, it's Kingdom. That makes
you
more
really,
sense than ding dong.
Really
well, I got to see the screen, you know. I could see the...
He had the cheat code.
Yeah.
You really thought it was Tire Ding Dong?
Yes. I thought it was like a Caribbean thing.
Oh, my God.
No, I thought it was like a... Wait.
Check your white privilege.
No, that's not what I meant. I thought it was just like a term of endearment or something.
Oh, okay.
The guy who works there, they call him a Tire Ding Dong. But they don't name the store that, no. Come on.
Yeah, Noah. Who would think that? By the way, Trevor, I got this fancy joint.
I noticed you were holding.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want
to. If you want my wit to go away entirely, let's do that.
Oh, okay. Well, we could wait a little.
No, I'm into it. Let's just do it.
There will be some smoking on this show today. No, you can record the lighting of the joint.
Wait, do you have to make it? Or is that?
No,
it's made, man.
Made.
Wow.
I got a pre-roll.
Excalibur.
I don't want to, like, the distribution of marijuana products has gotten pretty great to where now, even though weed is decriminalized in New York, it's not officially legal, I feel like we have access to all the fancy stuff that's just at a slight markup.
Where'd you get it?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Oh, it's not like a store.
No.
A kind man bring it to you who you spoke to on the phone under the guise of a dog walking company?
Something like that, but there was no speaker.
That's mine. Like, I'm like, yeah, I need a dog walker. They're like, oh, we'll send one right over. Like, I got a dog that's just raring to go over here.
I feel like the packaging, though, for weed is now a little out of hand. Like,
it's getting excessive.
Yeah, we got to think of the environment.
We're throwing
away
a lot of
fucking packaging. There's a lot of
packaging.
There is a paper. This pre-roll is a paper bag with a like a Ziploc on top. It looks like a Slim Jim thing.
It's like a, you know, water-resistant Ziploc situation.
And
here.
Then and
polymer.
Then, and then
yeah,
out of it comes
like space age polymers.
Comes a joint, like a glass joint holder thing with the joint in it. So we didn't even need this. Like what?
And it's very wasteful.
It's more discreet that way, right?
It's very easy to tamper with the thing you're holding too. So you just had that on a shelf.
Shove it
somewhere.
In your butt.
I've seen even more stuff where it's like the joint holder would then be wrapped in plastic and
really?
Like it, yeah.
Wasn't that what it just was? It was wrapped in. That thing.
No, there would be like another layer of plastic, like, you know, like a CD.
It was that glass or plastic that the clear thing, the case that it was just in.
I think it's plastic.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're
less talking,
it in your
more lighting.
Yeah.
Okay. So
get the show on the road.
Are you going to film this?
Should I?
People know.
I think everybody's seen Rob smoke weed before.
Nobody wants to see Rob put his lips on a joint.
Just saying, there's a celebrity here, you know? Maybe it's a viral video.
Well... Maybe this celebrity doesn't want to be on camera.
Okay.
Z level celebrity.
Oh,
that's cool. I wiped my sweaty brow. We can turn on the cameras.
Sorry. I didn't want to push you into it. You know, just asking.
No, it's okay.
Come to Tire Kingdom.
Tire Kingdom.
Did you get a Tire Kingdom shirt?
No, I should have got it.
They might have a website. You could order some merch.
I mean, the commercial is a little viral, I feel, because the
Oh, really?
Comments were like, oh, this is my favorite, you know.
Takers.
But not me. Pass.
Miss Noah?
I quit about a decade ago.
Right on. I think about it sometimes.
I am in no way anti-weed whatsoever. I'm very pro, you know, like legally wise, and people smoking around me is great. Just feel like it slows me down too much.
I've tried to quit as well. I mean, I've tried to take breaks.
This is great video of us smoking, talking about how we try to quit smoking.
Do you have those like World War III nightmares, you know, when you try to quit smoking weed?
What do you mean?
When your like short term memory comes back all of a sudden and you just have all these crazy ass dreams.
Really?
Yeah,
no, I never experienced that. See, I still have weird dreams being a pothead. I don't.
I have
my dreams
no
never
dreams.
Stopped. And you don't really even smoke that much.
Yeah.
You never have dreams. Is that true?
Once in a blue moon, I'll have a dream, but it's so frustrating because I want to like learn how to like control them.
Oh, lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that. I think people just claim that they do that, and there's no way to like fact check them because you go in their dream and like, oh, I swam with a dolphin last night.
I spoke to him.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Lion sack
so
of shit.
I want to point out this is a West Coast Cure joints. Mm-hmm. It's a foreign glue hybrid joint.
Glue?
Well, like
oh,
Gorilla
great.
Glue is a strain of weed.
Oh, okay.
Ingredients. Ingredients.
Also glue.
Cannabis flower. That's it.
I like it.
Why add any additives? You know, come on.
Wait, so then we're smoking a flower joint, not a corn joint. At least now we know.
Instructions for use. Light end of the joint. Lighter or match. Inhale through mouthpiece.
I don't like what this has become.
Government warning. This package contains cannabis, a Schedule I controlled substance.
Did you just say sex?
A schedule. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, the kerning on this text is a little hard to read. Keep out of reach, your children. Okay.
Hey, can I see what it says?
Yeah, let's nod.
It says, come to Tyre Kingdom.
Oh, wow. Great. 777.
Come to Tyre Kingdom.
I'm so glad I could share this with you guys because seriously, like the entire trip. I was just thinking this.
Come to Tyre Kingdom.
Come to Tyre Kingdom.
Now, this is going to be in my head for a week. I'm that guy that like really easily gets weird things stuck in his head.
Well, in that case, we have a lot.
You got a lot to show me.
In there. We have like the vagina lady. We have the Mashiach
song. I'll get like one word stuck in my head, and I'll be like, chartreuse. Chartreuse. Chartreuse.
And then all of a sudden, all your merch is in chartreuse.
Yeah.
People are like, why do they do
what
that?
The hell's the matter with you? Next album, chartreuse.
It's like cash. Oh, I'll open an incognito window. Let's try.
Oh, okay.
This has been internet buffering workaround injection.
Move the rabbit ears.
There we go.
Oh, hello.
No! Oh,
you suck. You suck.
What's our phone number in case someone wants to call in?
213 Wide Nut. That's 213-943-3680.
And now I was going to give another number and like screw it up.
How many times have I been out here now? I still laugh at Wide Nut every time. I'm approaching 40 and I'm laughing at Wide Nut.
Some of us are past 40 and we're laughing at Wide Nut.
Hell yeah, guys.
Like serendipity because we just got a random number assigned to us and we tried to figure out. What does this spell?
What could you make with this?
We came out with, well, there was a couple of wife nuts, it also spells. And wide out, if you like sports. Wide out, like football, the football position.
Or wife out.
Wife out, yeah. Those certain
if we were like a men's rights podcast.
Yeah, everybody like no ma'am.
Yes, exactly.
But, yes, so wide nut seems to be the crowd pleaser.
Tyre Kingdom.
Come to Tyre Kingdom.
Come to Tyre Kingdom. I really think we're just having the internet issues. It's not the caching or the buffering.
Sorry. I'll call Spectrum tomorrow and yell at them.
Thank you.
Let's see. I tried to download the video.
What'd you say?
I tried to download it.
my download file.
I mean, we've heard it. It's all right.
No. We're all hearing it in our head.
We've
right?
got at least 16 more plays on the episode. Yeah,
yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
Or the check doesn't clear? Is there a minimum number of plays that you told
okay.
them you'd do?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm actually good. I'm in Tire Kingdom. I've had enough weed.
When you need tires for your car,
come to Tire Kingdom.
For your SUV or your trailer,
come to Tire Kingdom.
We have every brand in every size.
Come to Tire Kingdom.
You can drive it on the left side of the road and run over a dolphin like Rob.
Tire Kingdom with Mike. Did a really good job. That's two brand new tires. They were very cheap.
Who's this Midwestern cracker
yeah.
white dude living in the Virgin Islands?
He's retired, man.
There's a lot of retired.
Yeah, man, they fixed up my car real good. Drove back to the airport, flew to America so I cast my vote for Donald Trump. Then popped back down to Virgin Islands where I live. That's great. I love the Tire Kingdom, dude.
You can vote on the Virgin Islands.
All right, go with the bit, will you? Jeez.
Do they have any competition out there whatsoever?
That's probably true. Not. Probably there, that's the thing. There's one. There's a Walgreens. There's a McDonald's.
Yeah. I want to hear the other tire shop with their Soca diss record that they came back.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Holy shit.
We are the Tire Boys. We fuck every member of Tire Kingdom in the butt. They all fucking suck, and they'll puncture all your tires. You
know, it's tire heaven, or it's like something it's bigger
tire,
than a kingdom.
It's the tire democracy.
Yeah, so, there you go.
It's tire like, the monarchy.
Kingdom has one ruler, man. He could be a bunghole, you know?
We do not support the tire monarchy.
Come to tire democracy.
Four tires, one vote for every person.
Oh, Tire
Kingdom.
Do
they have a Twitter account? We should tag them.
Don't support Tire Kingdom, man. They're evil fiefdom over tires.
Well,
not a tire revolution.
Well, to be fair, there was an Auto Zone.
Oh, come
what?
On.
Do they have a Soca song?
That guy in the commercial sounds like he's probably an AutoZone spy.
Right, exactly.
You can put him in the commercial somehow.
All of a sudden, all their soda vending machines started leaking, and their bathroom got clogged.
Went like maximum overdrive on him.
Oh yeah, all the cars turned on the Tire Kingdom guys. Came to life.
Tire imperialism. It's very sad.
I wonder if they're in the Tire Kingdom, if there's like a whole tire royal family. Like, we hung out with Jeffrey Epstein and stuff.
Oh, no.
I'm the jester. I'm the fool of Tire Kingdom.
Dance for your Tire King.
That's
dance.
Tire Ding Dong.
Tire Ding Dong. Noah, you called it.
Who knew? That's my
together.
Official title.
I'm the tire knight errant that goes to each plot of land to make sure they're doing everything right.
Are all your tires in order, sir?
Make sure they're inflated.
The tire knave. The trip was worth it just for the Tire Kingdom.
Every penny, worth every penny.
That's all you went there for, let's be real.
Yeah,
well, the beaches. The beaches are nice.
Yeah, so once again, Black Dahlia Murder, new album, Verminous, out in April. You can pre-order at metalblade.com/Black Dahlia Murder. And Trevor, you have social media as well.
I do, yes. Trevor TBDM on Instagram and also Twitter. BDM Metal for the band on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm out there, man. I'm trying to be better about my social media, you know. I'm trying to take more pictures of what I'm doing, however little.
Screaming into your shirt.
There you go. I think that's what I'm missing. I'm missing the real juicy stuff.
You need to just set the camera on the opposite side of your closet and do like the...
Yeah,
just a scream cam.
If you want, you can borrow our selfie stick.
Yeah.
And you could do it.
All right.
I don't know if that selfie stick will fit in the closet, but that's the problem. I just saw the visuals on the Tire Kingdom, man. I got my internet back. And there's like a woman
like in the water. I don't know if it's the same one you're looking at. She's like, if I hover, you'll see. She's like throwing her hair back in a bikini in the water. Like,
is she in a tire? Like it's a
no,
YouTube?
No tire reference whatsoever.
The title is Remix.
You
want to
hear the remix?
Whoa.
This is on Vimeo.
Yeah, I'm curious.
The dirty version.
Maybe an ad involved. No, there's no ad.
Let's see.
At first, there's a man in the water. They're equal time. I think they're going after both demographics.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, this is a remix. Yeah.
It's scratching different every time.
It's the same song. It's not even remix. It's just,
okay,
they,
just
they inserted
visual.
Some sexually charged people to dagger with.
I find sexually charged people to be the best kind of people.
Yeah. Why not?
What? You would be so uncomfortable around a sexually charged person.
Everybody, I make people sexually charged. You
he
right
fills
now
them up with blood.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You like you turn them on?
He engorges
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Everybody. Okay. Everyone's got something to engorge.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't.
That like sounds like an Air Supply song somehow. Yeah. In like a weird alternate sex universe. Everybody's got something to engorge.
That's the next album title.
Yeah, yeah. No, we just need a word that means that. That's three syllables in one word. That's the rule for the BDM album.
Every sexually charged woman in the world to me.
That's it. That's
I guess I should just play this again. I mean, there's really.
Oh, God, come on.
What's the point?
I hope it's not working.
Oh.
Oh.
It's working. Oh, all right.
Do we have some emails?
Don't
we
do it.
We do have emails.
Don't
we do, have
do
emails.
It.
Oh, yeah. We
stop
have
you right now. You're,
all
right. He's almost bad. Doing it. It's on the screen.
Load
Noah.
The emails, Rob.
I load the emails. We have hate mail. If you're a fan of the show, you want to give us a little shout, a question, or something, you can always email us. hatemail@metalinjection.net. You can also tweet us at MILivecast is the Twitter. I'm Rob Injection. Noah's No Injection. Sid is Bland Injection. Darren is Darren Injection on Twitter. And
what about Trevor?
Trevor is Trevor TBBM.
Trevor Injection. How much actual hate mail do you guys get?
No, not too much. Not
we don't get.
No, we don't get.
We actually go. It's all love.
Yeah,
not
love.
Enough to break your spirits. Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
I get hate mail too.
Oh yeah,
I think everyone gets hate mail.
What are they?
What kind of hate mail do you
like
get?
About your voice?
I don't know, all different stuff. I don't even like really.
Oh yeah. I mean, like negative comments. Sure.
Right, negative comments are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta have it.
No, but like actual emails.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if you got an actual email, it's like wow, you really went out of your way to express your dislike.
But you know, messages on social media and comments, of course, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well.
But social media is a necessary evil. If you're going to, like, be in a band and try to be a visible band, it's important.
Right, you got to let people know when you got stuff to buy. Stuff to sell.
I mean, it's like a billboard for a band, basically.
Yeah.
Really important and helpful sometimes.
Well, people also want to know about you. Like, they want to know when they can buy more stuff from you. It's not just, like, it's a two-way street, I feel.
Jeez.
And the store, Night Shift.
Yeah. Yep.
They have a really cool website. Like, there's a bunch of really cool band designs on there. But you could get your merch on there.
Yeah.
There was like a white shirt that looks really cool. I have it in my basket. But
yeah, Night Shift is doing well right out of the gate. It's Kareem Peter, our
lovely fella.
Lovely fellow, old friend, was a tour manager for the band for several years, and he left to be the A&R dude at Indie Merch, and he brought every single metal band that you see on Indie Merch into their company. And Night Shift is his own company. He's going solo, and he brought a few handful of his favorite buddies with him. And it's
how did you guys end up there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We bribed our way on.
You're the favorite, I'm sure.
Napalm Death, Intronaut. He's got a good thing.
Good roster.
There.
But yeah, so we got some hate mail though. Like, but it's love mail. It's like questions. It's like the mailbag.
We ironically call it hate mail. Yeah.
Right. So, well, I feel like maybe you're deflecting some of it by just
right.
That.
Yeah, we're negging ourselves.
Yeah, you're like you can't bother me already.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. What should you want to talk? So last week on the show, we also get a lot of follow ups. We get like it's a two way communication because they'll send an email. We respond, and then they give us an update based on what we say. So, like, last week, we had a longtime fan of the show, Zach, tell us that he tried to get his girlfriend into the show, and for some reason, she didn't find it funny.
She thought we were annoying.
So we were like, why the hell are you with her? No, no,
what's
no.
that all about?
No, no, no.
That's
but,
kind of how it went, actually.
But we basically were just, we all gave varying pieces of advice, but it was ultimately, I think we settled on, she doesn't have to listen to it.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways you could listen without bothering her.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Take a fucking walk. Yeah. What? That was my suggestion, right? Get a dog, and then you can just walk the dog.
Under the guise of walking.
Yeah.
You could be out listening.
Yeah. Yeah. So Zach sends us an update. He says, hey, live. Not sure if I'll be able to call in this week, but I wanted to give you an update on the relationship situation. I told my girlfriend I called into the show to talk about something. However, I didn't mention that it was about our relationship. She seemed interested and decided to listen to the podcast on a long drive we make every few weeks.
Yeah.
Now, let's do a little pause here. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Oh, God,
we literally told him not to do this.
Can we just like relish in this moment for a little while? I'm loving this so much. It's just awful. It's like slow motion car wreck.
Yes.
All right, what happened?
All right.
I just want to say that I literally gasped when I read that. I was so scared.
Yeah, I am terrified right now.
So he continues. She seemed to be enjoying the live cast. She didn't ask me to turn it off. And she laughed at some of the jokes. She's now a big fan of Mrs. Smith, who we had sitting in on the show last week. Uh-huh. And however, once we got
that's
to the part
lot,
where my call started, she immediately asked me to turn it off. She said she couldn't handle the secondhand embarrassment. Oh, I can't handle it.
I know, I'm cringing.
But I refused. Zach says he refused. He persisted. mostly because it was really funny and because I wanted her to hear the advice. Why? I don't get it. All right. So after she understood what the call was about, it was basically the five states of grief. Oh, my God. Denial that this was even happening. Anger that I would air our dirty laundry over the airwaves. Depression that she knew I wasn't going to turn it off. Bargaining to turn it off. And then acceptance, saying that Sid was right and we should get a dog.
Right. Yeah! I like the edge.
After we finished the episode, she said it was, quote, all right. And
we add that to all our marketing materials from now on.
It's all right.
No, quote, all right. Quote. Zach G's girlfriend.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And, wait, and, quote, would listen again with you, but probably not in my free time.
If I'm trapped in a car with you again, sure, and I have no choice. Fine.
Wow, what a brave man.
Also, we're both pretty big Dillinger Escapeland fans, so when Ben Wyman called right after I did, we both kind of fangirled out together. Oh, so that's nice. So, yeah, this is pretty much a huge success for my relationship. I can't thank you guys enough.
Yay!
We did it!
We did it! Okay. Yeah!
Woohoo!
Yeah. Ow!
God. Oh my God.
I like that, like, after we sent this as an email chain, Sid responded, Sid was right.
Yeah, that was the only quote that stuck with me.
Out of that whole thing, that was all he saw.
That's all he cared about.
Damn it.
Yes.
I need that validation. Louder!
It's on fire tonight in his house. They're daggering right now. Are you aware of this Metallica Ja Rule mashup from 2003?
We talked about it briefly. Yeah. I think we got on the subject of...
funny how it always comes up. Yeah.
And I hadn't heard it. You guys showed it to me, I believe, for the first time.
And now we can dagger to it.
Oh, I'm daggering right now in my chair.
I'm more like turtle-headed.
And then that new diet.
Someone daggers you to push the turtle head back in.
It becomes a tag team effort.
Yeah. Were there any turtles on the island, Rob? Did you see any turtles?
Come to Turtle Kingdom. I saw a lot of like horseshoe crabs. No turtles. Horseshoe crabs are cute. They're almost, they were turtling. But they're, you know, in their little horseshoe.
Wait, the horseshoe crab was turtling?
Yeah. Wait,
like the horseshoe crab's dick was inside his mouth?
No, that's not what I meant. No, it was going in and out of its little shell.
Oh no.
I had pet turtles for a while.
Oh. What were your pet turtle names?
I don't even really remember. Mm. It's been at least, it was 10 years ago, and they stunk. They really did.
Yeah.
How many did you have?
They take a lot of maintenance.
You got to change that
one. Just two little tiny guys. They started as little tiny guys.
Oh, and they grow.
Yeah, they grow pretty rapidly.
And they grow based on the size of your aquarium, right?
Right. And, yeah, stink.
And what happened to them?
I lost them in a long ago divorce.
All right. But they might still be alive. Somewhere.
Oh, they could be huge by now. Jeez. They could have saddles on their backs.
You didn't want visitation rights for the turtles?
Man, I wish I hadn't brought this up.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have another question for Trevor, actually, from our hate mail. We got hate mail for Trevor from Baby Daniel. He says, good evening, livecasters. Thanks for reading my message last week. Hopefully Miss Smith ends up on the next Cannibal Corpse record. Here is my question for Trevor. Which do you prefer, Warhammer or Warhammer 40,000, and why?
Oh, this is obviously the wrong answer for this guy, but I have never played Warhammer in my entire life.
What is these are video games? What is Warhammer?
It's a, well, what I know it as is like a sort of a pen and paper role playing game, but very, very strategy based.
Mm.
But I believe it's been, I remember thinking you would have to have like a college course to play it.
Yeah.
But I think it's been simplified over the years and more recent editions. And there's video games of it and all kinds of shit. And so it's a coincidence, really, that the Verminous artwork and the theme and the rat vibe and the sewer thing on the front, I guess, are something that are a part of a 40K Vermintide or some kind of rat armies of people. So that and the coronavirus, all just a very lucky coincidence, I guess. But you know,
very timely.
The artwork that you see on the Bolt Thrower records back in the day,
mm-hmm.
those are like the artists that did a lot of the Warhammer stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
There were definite tie-ins, and there's pictures of Bolt Thrower playing Warhammer and stuff out there from back in the day.
Right, and this was touched upon before, but I don't think we fully explained. As like a limited edition, you guys put out like a D&D game that sold out in like 2 seconds.
There's actually like an edition of it available now, but it's kind of like pared down. We ran into issues with making enough dice in time and also the Dungeon Master screen, which is kind of like a stand up of the album art, basically. So people can't peek in on your notes as the Dungeon Master.
Mm.
But we flirted with making like your kind of quote unquote basic role playing game kit for a long time with specialized dice and stuff like that. But I brought it up again this time, and Kareem, the Merchmeister, was like, let's make that whole full blown adventure. Let's do it. So,
Baby Daniel adds, Trevor, thanks for all the great music and through your output and all the amazing stuff you've introduced to us via The Obituarist.
Oh, thank you.
Brutal. We also have a question from the chat. We have a question from the chat from T Dog.
T Boz.
Left eye.
From
I used to have the first TLC album on tape back in the day. I won't lie.
Nothing wrong with that. I put it on every once in a while.
Do you still?
I used to tape shit off the radio all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Make
that was how you would get music.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I was trying to tape a Stone Temple Pilots song, like Wicked Garden, and I was just waiting up all night for like the late night stuff they'd play. And you tape the beginning of every upcoming song, you know? And
waiting for the right one.
Right.
To come
and, I ended up taping a chunk of a Quicksand song.
Oh.
And upon further visits to that chunk, you know, every time I was going to listen to Wicked Garden, I was like, yo, this band Quicksand is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good old man talk, right?
When I would do that, sometimes I would get, like, you know, they would throw the station ID like 10 seconds into the song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
To like watermark it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I would get that. Like stuck in my head as part of the song.
99.5 the Fox.
So like when I would hear it on another station,
you'd
like I was
missing.
I'd be like, look in my head, I'd be like, it should say like 99. Yeah,
something was wrong with the beginning of that song. I can't quite pinpoint it.
But yeah, so Travy Trav in the chat asks, "Hey Trevor, what's your favorite horror movie?" And we'll start with that one.
It's hard to decide. The two that really spring to mind are Evil Dead 2. Just love that. I love the mix of humor and gore and, you know, Ash, his kind of like pompous character. And,
right, it's like a comedy horror.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But it had enough horror to scare me when I first saw it, you know, with my friends in seventh grade or whatever at some kind of like heavy metal bowl cut birthday party. You know, and another one is the OG Dawn of the Dead. Like, I love a good zombie movie, and I love like how slow it is and torturous, and it just makes you realize how boring it would be to be in Armageddon. It would suck.
Yeah, because it's like that's what I always thought about with Walking Dead is like you can't go. There's no nightlife, there's no entertainment,
no Tire Kingdom,
there's no snacks, there's probably still a Tire Kingdom.
I feel like there's not enough like one night stands on in Walking Dead. I feel like that like people would just be like, everything's gone to shit, man, let's just bash it out.
Yeah, why not?
That's probably like all they would do. There's
yeah,
no
exactly.
other
there's
entertainment.
If it was on
else
HBO
too.
They'd be bashing it out.
Yeah.
It'd be like more like Game of Thrones where every third scene is like bashing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the actual Walking Dead, they just get into like meaningful relationships all the time.
That's
boring.
Talk things out. Your life is gonna end any minute. You're in a fucking committed relationship.
And then they have drama and like, you know. Like,
oh, why did you talk to that girl? It's like, because we're gonna die any minute. Relax. Something so attached.
Thank you. The clingy dead.
So Travy also asks, what's your favorite track on the new album, or if you have
one? I think it's the third track, Removal of the Oak and Stake. It's kind of a mid-paced melancholic sounding song. It's a little bit different for us pace wise, you know, kind of mid-paced, but still very much Black Dahlia Murder. It'll be the third track that we put out as a preview to the record. So stay tuned, brother.
One thing I wanted to say, going in, did you have an idea of what you would write about? Or once you guys started writing, did it come to you?
It came a little bit into it,
yeah.
You know, but it's not entirely a concept record per se, but there are a few, you know, themes revisited in a few of the songs. The death metal is the plague, and we're the rats and roaches and the unwanted creatures, the pariahs of society, you know. Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of like
metaphors,
very blatant. The underground is underground metaphors and stuff like that. And but yeah, like I said, we had no idea that the plague was on the verge of breaking out. Really,
yeah.
So.
Good marketing, though.
It's either timely or just in the worst case ever. You know what I mean? It depends really how you look at it.
Do you find it like, you know, you put out a bunch of records, like, do you kind of find yourself almost like trying to avoid repeating yourself, or, you know, like,
yeah, I try to, it's difficult at times. I feel like, especially the beginning of each record, is kind of like getting geared up to jump off a cliff to write mm-hmm. that first song and like rip the Band-Aid off, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And kind of set the tone for the record. So it feels like a lot of pressure at that point, but good pressure. You know, we have like so much great shit going on for us. Like the last record did really well. And I feel like this is kind of a continuation of Black Dahlia 4.0 or whatever edition this is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you guys sound as tight as ever.
AOL disc. Oh, thanks. I feel like the guys we have in the band are just murdering it. And I feel like I'm trying direly to keep up with all these.
They're murdering it. You're Black Dahlia-ing it.
Yeah,
am I right?
We're just putting it together.
I have a controversial question.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember all of your
what
work?
What do you know about Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, no, sorry.
No. Do you remember, like, all of your work?
Like, can I recall any lyric for you right now from the file, or is that what you mean, in my head?
Yeah, like, can you remember
Absolutely
every
not.
Song?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you ever, like, listen back sometimes and you're like, oh, I don't remember writing that, but cool.
Oh, for sure. When we did a couple tours where we revisited old albums, you know, where we played Unhallowed all the way through on a tour, first record. And we also did it with Nocturnal. And for both of those, I had to, like, go reflect and go listen to the songs. But we've written so many songs, and you see how many words I cram into those songs. Like, I never mm-hmm. shut the fuck up. I think this is the album where I actually shut up the most. Like, I'm getting better at that. I'm getting, like, people have been saying, like, hey, man, the songs are actually breathing a little bit there. So, you know, good job, man. So, like, you're welcome.
Nice. You learn when not to
but
say.
Dude, it's just, I don't know, the music of the band is just always so, like, it feels so forward propulsed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
It doesn't, you know,
it's like you're on a treadmill, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, you know,
it's great cardigan music, I have to say. I do.
Probably like this new lifestyle that you're living, that like
oh,
now
yeah, it's a whole new lifestyle.
Yeah, you cut the sugar out of your lyrics.
Yeah. We're gonna give it to you raw now. Sugar is gone.
Well, that's great. Well, awesome. I can't wait for everyone to hear it. I've been listening to it. It's wonderful. I don't want to.
Thanks,
pray.
Man.
What's your favorite track, Rob?
Oh, all of them.
Okay. Very good.
Wow, Rob just gave Sid side eye.
It just said any number. You didn't even have to do a song. So you could have, like, seven. It's great.
Don't put me on the
oh, boy. That's why I exist.
Well, let's, as we get out of here, let's play the title track. Hopefully it will play. Mm-hmm. And if not, we'll edit it in.
Title After. Track, opening track.
It's Buffering.
We've never done that before.
Verminous.
It's Buffering.
And before we do, oh, yeah. I do want to say, I do want us to give a quick shout out to our top live cast fans of the week. For you to be a top live cast fan of the week,
let me tell you what it takes.
You sound like that guy in the Tire Kingdom.
Go to Tire Kingdom.
Yeah.
Is
that you?
It was him.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, it's been long enough now where I'm not in rage.
But you can go to patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast, and there are top live cast fans of the week. You can pay $10 a month to get a shout out at the end of every episode. For $5 a month, you get access to our bonus episodes. You also get access for $10 a month, but you get our bonus episodes. This month, we did a roundtable discussion on the amazing I Am Thor documentary. Have you seen this documentary, Trevor, about the band Thor?
Oh, yeah.
The musician Thor.
I think
Thor.
You said I Am Thor, and I had no idea what you were talking about, and a huge wave of fear came over me, and I was like, I'm out of touch here.
That's my favorite track on your new album is Thor.
No, but it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's
an
incredible documentary. You should watch it regardless, but we do a whole discussion
in a
about
way
it.
It reminds me of the Anvil movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
you grow to love them. Mm-hmm. You feel like bad for them, you know what
yeah,
I mean
definitely
you're like
feel
pulling
bad
for them
yeah
know?
But they also did reach a point where they had their shit together way more than Anvil ever did. Like, I feel like they had, you know, actually had some small amount of a following and had some modicum of success in a way that Anvil only dreamed about.
I feel like it's easier when it's one knucklehead that you have to wrangle as opposed to a whole band of knuckleheads.
Good point.
The higher degree of difficulty for Anvil.
So we get into it. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. Aaron, who are our top live cast bands of the week?
Well,
who will be going to Tire Kingdom?
Allow me to sing it to you. Number one is Eric. Number two, Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. Benjamin is number three. Number four is El Duderino. Cynical Sid, Cynic Cynicism. And Dan R, five and six. Kettle Z, Caff, and Mindy Mayer's Keeper. That's the same as a yarmulke. Number nine is Croc Destroyer. And Sam, I am, I is. And our newest Patreon member is Florida Man. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
Come to our Patreon.
Can we have a tier where we sell them a tire?
Sure. Darren will do the song. So you mean you saying you suggest a tire tier?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm for it. I'm for the tire tier.
It's a daggering practice tire.
If you can't dagger through a tire hole, you got a big problem.
You're blessed, maybe, right?
Yeah. Well, I was talking about more like coordination work.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not getting your dick.
I was thinking
through the
of a dick so huge that it can't go through the middle of a tire.
That's probably past the point of usefulness.
Yeah. So I retract.
I thought that's what you meant by big problem.
Turtle your statement.
Yeah. Okay. I bring it back inside. I turtle it.
Well.
Should have never let that one out of the teeth.
Well, Trevor, thank you so much for making your way down here.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Everyone, please check out the brand new Black Dahlia Murder record. It's called Verminous.
Can you just say it normal?
Verminous.
No, you got to say it like a wrestler. I like that.
Verminous this Sunday. And you can pick that up at metalblade.com/Black Dahlia Murder. And here's the title track as we get on out of here. Thank you again, Trevor.
Thanks.
We can edit that. We'll be right back.
Yeah, 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 y